Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here, and it is Friday, September 21st, 2018, and this is my weekly Writer's Life Roundup. Let's see. Okay, in actual writing this week, I wrote poetry. Yay, I'm very excited. The collaboration, picture book collaboration that I've mentioned here before, I wrote several new poems for that this week, probably maybe five or six, that are early drafts. You know, they are not perfect by any means, but they're a good start. I worked on some in my head in the car while driving to and from a speaking gig I had earlier this week. I worked on them in the waiting room of the car shop while our tires were replaced yesterday. I worked on them at Taco Bell and at Wendy's. And today I read through a book with a ton of poems in it. It's a book for teachers, actually, but I read through it and got a lot of great ideas as I looked at those poems and thought, oh, I could try something like this, you know, with this topic. So I'm excited about the collaboration. The submissions process. Well, this week, yesterday actually, I got two rejections, so I thought I would share those with you a little bit. One rejection is from a publisher who I haven't ever been able to get anything even read there, and neither have my agents. And so I was excited to maybe have an in, as the editor I had been in contact with told me that she was going to share my manuscript on Thursday at a meeting. And so I got a lovely email from her last night that says, thank you so much for your patience. I read your proposal to our team and they unanimously said it was fantastic writing and they really enjoyed it. However, we're not accepting picture book proposals for our list at this time. This has to do with overarching decrees to meet benchmark profitability goals and nothing to do with the quality of your work. Thank you again for thinking of us. We wish you the best of luck in finding another home for this manuscript, etc. So that was really disappointing because I love the books this publisher puts out, and so I don't know if literally they really aren't doing picture books anymore because they just don't make enough money, or they're only doing the, you know, more educational side of picture books where they come up with the concept and hire a work-for-hire writer, because I know they do a lot of that as well. So it was nice to get a response, nice to have made a contact with an editor who works there, because you never know. In fact, I think I'm going to reply to her and just let her know I've done a lot of educational writing and I might be open for assignments too. But overall, you know, kind of bummed that they are not open to picture books, basically. And then I got a rejection yesterday from Carol at Millbrook, and she has been the editor who acquired A Leaf Can Be, Water Can Be, A Rock Can Be, If You Were the Moon, Meet My Family, and my two titles that are coming out next year. So we've done a lot of beautiful books together. However, I hope you're not too surprised to learn that I also still get rejected by her as well. And she said, you know, thanks so much for sending this my way. It's a lot of fun, but doesn't feel like quite the right fit. And that's the bottom line. You know, this career and industry is about writing a lot of things and meeting a lot of people and building relationships. But it's also true that an editor is not going to acquire a book from you just because you have a great relationship or have worked on books together in the past. An editor can only acquire manuscripts that really fit what that publisher's vision is for the kinds of books it wants to put out. And this particular manuscript I knew was something different from what I have typically sent her. So I'm not too shocked. I was a little disappointed, of course, but I have other publishers I want to send it to, so that's fine. But the rejections, you know, don't stop coming just because you have a number of books published. And then another reply I got was from an editor who has been considering a set of manuscripts for me for quite a while, since spring. And she's had a crazy summer and hasn't really had any chance to get to them. And I had sent her a nudge, which I hate doing. I hate following up with editors and saying, hey, have you had a chance to read this yet? But it's really necessary. And in fact, her email to me says, you know, that things are returning to normal and she's trying to sort out her inbox, and your email bumped the name of the manuscripts back to the top of the pile. So it was good timing that my email reached her right when she's thinking, okay, I've got a big pile of manuscripts I need to get to. So I was glad I nudged her, even though it's uncomfortable for me. So that was submissions or rejections for this week. For NCTE, that's the National Council of Teachers of English conference that I'm going to in November, I finished my handout for one session, and that's a session that is going to be old school because I'll just be at a table with, you know, eight teachers or whatever, and there will be several other tables going on as well, so I can't project up onto a big screen or anything. So it's old school. I finished my handout, designed it. I'm happy with it. So that makes two of my three sessions that I've got a large part of the prep done for. And I also chose a poem to use for a postcard I want to create to take with me. It's going to have a poem on one side, hopefully designed to look really nice. And then on the back, it's going to have my schedule for everything at NCTE. So hopefully it will be useful for people I run into there, but also just a nice little poem. It's not from a book or anything. It's not an ad, but just as something nice for them, if they like the poem, that they could keep and pin up on their bulletin board or whatever. So speaking this week, I did my story time on Wednesday, and I do always find these really young story times to be a challenge. I'm just so much more comfortable with school age kids, really. But it went really well. There were probably 20 to 25 kids. The people who organized it were right on top of things, so everything was set up as it should be. And as she introduced me, in fact, the person told me that she heard me speak at a Minnesota Library Association conference years ago, and that was at least 5 years ago, if not more. And that was one of the reasons why she put in the grant to bring me to the library. So I think I did get paid for that MLA conference, but not much. But when you go speak, you never know what it might lead to down the road. I am getting paid for these story times. I'm doing three libraries, and I'm getting paid $500 each. I'm not charging them any extra mileage or anything, even though the libraries are an hour to an hour and a half away. So in case you were wondering about the finances, that is what I'm getting paid for that. Let's see. Lyrical Language Lab, which I'm co-teaching with Renee LaTulipe, is going wonderfully. I'm really liking the video feedback, even though it's a little daunting. I do enjoy it, so I'm really happy with the way that's going. My picture book that's coming out next fall, in fall of 2019, I got some cover sketches from my editor, and I haven't even had a chance to look at them yet, so I will peek at those this weekend. Assessment work, and that is writing that you do for companies who make like standardized tests. And so I often do poems and short passages, sometimes fiction, but mostly nonfiction and poetry. And I hate how overbearing assessment has become for students. I always loved those tests when I was a kid, but you know, we only got to take them two or three times out of 12 years when I was a kid, and now so much more is at stake. So I'm really torn on doing this kind of work. But to be honest, I like the work and it provides income. And so while I wish they didn't do as much of it, I also enjoy the challenge of writing short passages and poems that have to meet a lot of requirements. So today I spent a couple of hours doing proposals, and I couldn't just say, oh, I want to write about this topic. You know, instead I had to say, well, my proposal for a topic that I could write about for third grade that would be a how-to informational piece that would meet these four standards, which were listed in the information the editor sent me, is blah, blah, blah. And then I go on to explain my topic. But it's not like I could just say, oh, I'd like to write about flying a kite for third graders. You know, there's a lot more to that. It's kind of complicated, but also interesting. And finally, I will wrap up with technology. Today is our younger daughter's birthday. She lives in Cyprus, which is in the Mediterranean Sea. And my husband and I got to Skype with her this morning. And so I was thinking, gosh, technology when it works is so amazing. Like the idea that I can see and talk to my daughter 6,000 miles away is pretty incredible. So I was feeling all rainbows and unicorns about technology this morning. And then, shortly before lunchtime, my computer died and I got blue screens with scary error messages on them, and, you know, rebooting didn't fix it. And so for a couple hours, I was just working on stuff longhand or things that I could do on my phone. And I think I've restored it. It seems to be working okay, but it's very scary when that happens. So just a reminder to have a backup system in place, some kind of storage where all your important files are, you know, in the cloud or on a hard drive or whatever. So I seem to have dodged the bullet today, but who knows next week. Okay, I think that's everything. Hope you guys have a wonderful writing week. Bye.